as I'm talking to you now, all the Guineans are waiting for the meeting which must set up at Ouagadougou with the president of Burkina Faso, Blaise Compaoré, because you know that Blaise Compaoré was appointed by ECOWAS to be the mediator in Guinea crisis. And last Monday, he was in Conakry here, and he got some contact, he got some discussions with the head of Junta, Mr. Captain Dadis Camara, and the opposition leaders, the trade unions, and all the parts involved in Guinean crisis, so that the population, all the Guineans today, are waiting for this date. I precise that this date, they don't fix the date yet. They don't say that the day of the meeting in Ouagadougou will set up at this date. And no date. People don't talk about the date yet. So we are waiting, but everybody's waiting. And there is no movement in Conakry like before the crisis, when where we can see Captain Dadis supporters with flyers going on street, and other the opposition supporters also on street dancing, asking to Captain Dadis Camara to leave the power. And there is, this country is very quiet, and everybody is waiting for this crucial moment.
Now the opposition is calling for the coup leader, Dadis Camara, to resign. What has his supporters and the military junta said about that so far?
Yes, as you know, the political leaders made a statement before yesterday. In this statement, they have several points there, but the main point is they will not accept. They said they will not accept to continue the discussion with the Captain Dadis and with the junta until Captain Dadis is still the president in Guinea. They ask him to leave, and they also ask him to deliver the person who were arrested hours ago after the stadium slaughtering. And they also ask him to make arrest all the people involved in the massacre at the 20 September stadium, and they ask him also to leave the power without those conditions I'm talking about. They will not accept to continue the discussion, to pursue the discussion with the junta. So the crisis, we can say incorrectly, is not over yet.
How has the supporters of the military junta reacted to the opposition demand for Dadis Camara to resign? What are they saying?
No, the military junta is not. I think only Captain Dadis Camara is talking now. And for the Guineans, people think that Captain Dadis is alone in this crisis, and that all his friends who were supporting him, you know, to compete to the general to the elections, we cannot see them now, and we cannot hear them until Mr. Papakoli, who is the Minister of Environment, and also Causing, or also the Causing of President Dadis. He didn't talk about this point, but he said that they agree with the intervention of Mr. Blaise Compaoré, so that they are waiting. But concerning about the resignment of Captain Dadis, They didn't talk about it first. But today, I heard on international press, Mr. Sherif Idrissa, who is also an advisor of Mr. Dadis Camara, saying that the president, the minister of foreign affairs of France, Mr. Bernard Kouchner, is making, I don't know how to tell this in French, okay, he said that today, but I think the junta, they are not talking too much yet, they are not talking too much. I think everybody is down because of this crisis, and the country is very quiet, and things are not moving, even the economical activities, they are going slow, you know, and the activities don't resign like before.
Did President Blaise Compaoré and the junta, as well as the opposition leaders, decide on when they would go to Ouagadougou to continue the discussion?
No, the opposition said that they are not going to discuss with anybody until the captain, still president of Guinea, after the massacre of the 20 September, the stadium, Conakry Stadium, at 20 September. Let me know that the stadium called 20 September, and the date of the massacre was also 20 September. You know, and they say that until he's still president of junta, he's still leading the transition in June towards the election, they are not going to discuss with anybody. The first condition they are asking for the international community is to ask to Captain Dadis to leave the power first. And secondly, they have to arrest all the persons supposed to be involved in this massacre at the stadium. And also they have several points that I cannot remember like this, but this is, these are the main points I'm talking to.
Abu, the foreign minister of France has accused President Dadi Camara of being behind the massacre. What has Dadis Camara said so far?
Dadis Camara is denying. Dadis Camara is denying. He said that he never sent, militaries there at the stadium to kill. To kill the population. This is what he said. And since the crisis happened, this is his argument. He said that he denied saying that he never sent anybody there to kill. But let me tell you that is the person who was involved in this crisis is in chief of guard, his bodyguard, the prince, the main guard. The guy who commands Captain Dadis guard, Mr. Tumba Diakite. Mr. Tumba Diakite is accused by all the political leaders that they saw him at the stage of killing people and asking to militaries, to soldiers to kill people. And this guy has been sacked by Captain Dadis. He's no longer the chief of his guard now, since yesterday morning. And today, we hear that the Minister of Guard of Presidential Security, Mr. Claude Pibi, who is the friend of Captain Dadis and is also from the south of the country, like Captain Dadis, this guy asked today to arrest, ask to soldiers to arrest Tumba Diakite and send him to prison. And he asked Mr. Tumba to have killed people there. And even today, this afternoon, people hear some robbers, you know, the south at the camp, and at the camp, Alpha Yaya camp. Yes, Alpha Yaya is the new base of the junta. Alpha Yaya is the basic camp of the junta.
Has the opposition said that they are planning to go on a demonstration against the military junta after their supporters were killed?
Yes, I think that the opposition said that they will not they will never stop going to demonstrate. In fact, they say that they are waiting because the ECOWAS appointed Mr. Blaise-Compaoré, they cannot go over this decision. So they are waiting. But in Guinea, right now, everybody, all the population, they are waiting to go again to demonstrate against the junta. And I think that this crisis is not over yet. And maybe military will kill, I don't know, but the people, they will not resign, they will not withdraw, and they are preparing themselves for other demonstration, because they understand that unless this kind of demonstration, the junta military will never leave the power in Guinea, and you know, we are coming from another dictator regime, which was the regime of Nansana Conte, who was also a military general of the army. And so now people are not ready to accept to be run by a military junta again.